bench came Gagne. Heads to the front of the net. Off to Kaiser's skate. Gagne with it. Gagne out front, spinning back. They score!
Bobby Ryan. I believe. Wow.
And the Red Wings have a 3-2 lead.
Goal number two for Sam Gagne on his way to his third career hat trick. Incredible stuff there. The Red Wings a winner last night. How about that? That rarely happens. Welcome back. Hour number three of X's and Bros here on this Friday. Great to have you riding along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Miles Gaskin would be the leading rusher for the Miami Dolphins, and Devontae Parker being the leading receiver for that team, because we were talking about, well, could you name anybody on that squad? It's like, nah, not offense. You don't really need to. We'll see. But just coming off the heels of the Mel Kiper 2.0 mock draft, this is exactly what I saw that Daniel Jeremiah had put out, something like the Lions are going to take Zach Wilson. I just don't think with what you have available in draft capital, if you are not in love with a quarterback, I'm not going to be in love with a guy out of BYU. I'm not going to be in love with a guy that's playing 1AA football. I'm just not. It's not for me. I know that that's some small school bias, and that's fine if you want to go third or fourth round. That's perfectly fine. But I'm not taking a guy that's had 13 or 17 starts at the 1AA level at pick number 7 when you already got a quarterback in exchange for the quarterback you traded. To load up on draft capital to start this rebuild, you need people that are going to be ready to hit the field immediately. That's where I look at a guy like Micah Parsons, and with the 49ers, according to Mel Kiper, trading up from 12 to 7, the Lions would then move back. He had Micah Parsons falling to the Lions in that position. That would be awesome. I'd be all for that. You're talking about game-changing franchise piece at linebacker that we haven't had in a decade, probably over a decade, to help jumpstart this defense that's featuring some youth right now on the corners. I think Romeo Okwara is worth the salary. I'd rather have him than Kenny Golladay. What are you going to do with Kenny Golladay? I'm not really sure. There's salary cap implications with all of it. So if you're going to tag him, you're not going to tag him. If you're going to get the deal done, if you're not, are you going to send him to Baltimore? Are you going to send him to Jacksonville? Are there trade partners out there that are available? I think if anything, that you definitely want to be able to get something in return for Kenny Golladay. And if you are the Lions and you are now going to move back only 5 places, get the best linebacker in the draft and add the 43rd pick, 100%. I'm doing that all day, every day. And for years, you know, if you're in the top 5, I think you stay. Even with the Lions being at 3 and taking Okuda, you know, I have a lot more leeway at that position than I do at others. And I think that Jeffrey Okuda will be a good cornerback, but it's very dependent. Defending the pass is very dependent on being able to sustain and apply a pass rush. Right? Look at the way Tampa Bay operated in the Super Bowl. It's pretty clear. I think that with Owuwariye on one side and Okuda on the other, I think you can feel pretty good about the talent level that's there. Can they be coached? Can they be schemed properly to put them in positions to be successful? You know, is there anyone in the free agent market that they might want to help bolster either the front 7 or the back 4? And then to add another second round pick, like first round picks you have to hit on. TJ Hockenson looks good. Okuda, the jury's out, right? Didn't have a very good rookie season. You talk to anybody in the league, they talk about not having OTAs, not having rookie minicamp, having an offseason that was just shuffled and juggled and blown to hell. It's going to have a massive effect, and it did, and it showed. If there is a way that, you know, for the Lions front office, you're going to make your hay in rounds 2 through 4. Rounds 5, 6, and 7, maybe even 2 through 5. 6 and 7, it's kind of like, yeah, we're taking some flyers. 2, 3, 4, and 5, like you're looking for legitimate players and or legitimate depth at positions. I like the track record that Brad Holmes comes in with, and I think that according to Mel Kiper's Mock Draft 2.0, they trade back and they're able to pull this thing off. I would be a huge, huge fan of that move. You know, because people wanted him to trade back last year at, you know, I'll trade out of number 3. You know, if you can add more, they're going to have picks the next few years. The Lions are going to have a serious amount of draft picks that will help jumpstart this rebuild, this restart, this retooling, whatever you want to call it, to where they can actually be competitive pretty quick. And it might be a lot faster than people think. And they might surprise some people. That might be some blind optimism too. But, I mean, got to be optimistic until proven otherwise, right? New staff, new front office, new team, new quarterback. Let's roll from there. All right, what else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
You heard that highlight from Fox Sports Detroit with our good friend Ken Daniels. The Detroit Red Wings 5-2 winners over the Nashville Predators last night. Congratulations, Gagne with the Hattie. That's pretty awesome. Number 3, Michigan taking down number 9, Iowa, blowing their doors off by 22. 79-57, the final score in that game. The Michigan State Spartans with a huge upset over number 4, Ohio State. 71-67, the final score there. Spartan dogs, is that what they say, Ryan? The Detroit Pistons will be in action tonight at 8 o'clock. And do not forget, if you are interested in this Detroit Pistons game, the line right now, Pistons 1.5-point favorites against Tyrese Halliburton and the Sacramento Kings. And you can download the Twin Spires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000. Download the Twin Spires and Casino Sportsbook app today. Pistons, -1.5. I might take them as the favorite at home. They've actually been pretty good at home. 6-8 in home games so far this season. I believe they're 5-1 in their last 6 at home, off the top of my head, if I'm not mistaken. Tiger Woods has been transferred to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles following the single vehicle crash on Tuesday. Huge repairs done to his right leg. Whether or not he plays golf or not is, you know, we as sports fans are interested in that conversation. But more importantly, we didn't have to have a ceremony and his kids didn't lose their father. That's what's most important. If he plays or not, that's great. Whatever he wants to do, it would be great to see he and Charlie competing, you know, in playing together. We saw a glimpse of it, you know, over the summer. And the fact that, you know, we could have lost out on that is and Charlie could have lost out on that is awful. So, you know, good thing the Tiger's alive. He's not well, but he is alive. And, you know, now it's all about the rehab process post-surgery. The WGC Workday Championship at the Concession is taking place right now. Webb Simpson, your leader after one day, shot a 6-under-66. That's a pretty good score. Sergio Garcia in tied for third right now at 5-under with Brooks Koepka, Patrick Reed, Tony Finau, John Rahm, some of the notable names at -4. Quarterback Russell Wilson said he's not requesting a trade. He's not demanding one. But if he were to be traded, according to his agent, he would like to go to the Dallas Cowboys, the New Orleans Saints, the Las Vegas Raiders, and the Chicago Bears. Those would be his 4 picks. I'm not going to divorce my wife, but if I were, here are the 4 women I'd go after. That's what you're telling us? Quarterback Deshaun Watson met with Houston Texans coach David Culley last week.
That's not, Culley has, come on now. What? We'll discuss, we can discuss that next.
You want to get back into that? You don't like my analogy there?
No, not at all.
Oh, great. Can't wait to get into this. Deshaun Watson told his new coach he's not playing, he's not budging. It sounds like he's pretty dug in on his stance. Now, what do they do with Deshaun Watson? I have no idea. The NFL Players Association, DeMora Smith, told the agents to collude. He actually told them to collude on offers and make sure that teams are not limiting salaries with a reduced cap. Okay, so what exactly are the teams supposed to do? Not sign anybody then? If there's less money to go around, of course the salaries are going to be affected. Am I missing something or am I just dumb? One or the other. Free agent J.J. Watt has offers for multiple NFL teams. In other news, water is wet. The best part about it is that with all of his tweets, like, you have all the different NFL sleuths out there trying to figure out, like, is it a code for where he's going? They, you know, Pittsburgh, Minnesota, Green Bay. 2 teams we're not going to talk about. Chicago and Green Bay. And a third of Minnesota. I don't care where he goes. Just don't go there. Any of those places. LeBron James Jr., LeBron James' son, had to undergo knee surgery after tearing his meniscus. That's not good. Danny Ainge is trying to get out in front of this thing and, you know, saying the team's in a major funk, but he's not blaming the stars, Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum. That means Brad Stevens, that is probably on the table. And the University of Texas Regents approved football coach Steve Sarkisian's $34.2 million contract. That's, hey, Texas football, hook them. They're back. Allegedly. Back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
You know, there's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Right now, boxing fans have a chance to win $100 in free bets when they place a $1 wager on Canelo Alvarez to win against Yevgeny Yildirim in their upcoming middleweight title fight. Just use the bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Get ready to start betting with confidence and turning knockouts into payouts. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100. That's SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets if Canelo defeats Yildirim. And don't forget to watch live on DAZN February 27th at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. BetMGM is the exclusive odds provider for DAZN's U.S. boxing broadcasts. New customer offer. Paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
At Meijer, your health and safety is our first priority. That's why Meijer Pharmacy has partnered with the CDC to administer free COVID-19 vaccinations when they become available to us. Register now to get your free COVID vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Text COVID to 75049 to get started. That's COVID to 75049. You can also visit your Meijer pharmacist or go to clinic.meijer.com for more information.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's FREDI, ThePizzaMan.com, or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Auto Valley guest line 313-396-5527. Text coming in. Do you take Parsons at 7? I think I would. If he's still on the board at 7 and the Niners want to move up and you think he's still going to be there at 12, then, I mean, it's a risk, right? You run the risk of doing that. It's the dangers of the NFL draft. But according to Mel Kiper in his 2.0, which is what we're going off of here for this mock draft, is that Micah Parsons would still be available at 12. You know, you're gonna probably see Trey Lance. You're definitely gonna see Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson. All four might go. Then you start to throw in, where does Devontae Adams go? Where does Lamar Chase go? Out of LSU, who didn't play this year? Is that a knock against him because he opted out this year? Devontae Smith played. It's a lot of questions to be asked. A lot of questions to be asked. Oh, by the way, you heard the Shep liner coming back, and you're probably thinking, if you follow boxing at all, it's like, why in the hell is Canelo Alvarez fighting Yildirim? Like, why is that taking place? He has to, because in order to hold on to his WBC super middleweight belt, he has to take on the number one contender for that organization. That's why he's not fighting like Billy Joe Saunders or Caleb Plant or anybody else. Like, that's why this matchup has to take place. It's at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, which is very interesting tomorrow night. Canelo will more than likely just do serious amounts of damage.
Right. For new users for BetMGM, if you're go register, go put a dollar down on Canelo. You win a. And if Canelo wins, you win $100 in free bets from BetMGM. So go download and register today.
There you go. Boom. Done. Bingo. slide that in there. What was the promo code?
Shep at 100. Thank you.
There you go. What a guy. Finger guns. All right. MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. That's how you can listen online live to us all the time. Dan, I think I said something that might have ruffled Dan's feathers. And we were talking about quarterback Russell Wilson real quick in the headlines because the news came out that his agent said that he hasn't told the Seahawks that he wants out. He hasn't demanded or requested a trade to play somewhere else other than Seattle. But if he were traded, I'm not going to request him. But if I was... Here's where I'd want to go.
It's not
Dallas, New Orleans, Las Vegas, and Chicago. Should Draymond Green, should he pay attention to the NFL?
That's not.
Why is that not it?
It's the opposite. It's
what is
it? It's the team not liking that Russell Wilson has been outspoken about the offensive struggles to the other players. So they're saying it's the wife of this whole thing that's saying. This kind of isn't working out. I know we both signed this contract that says we're not allowed to trade you, but pick four of my friends and maybe I'll set you up with one of them. That's what it's like. It's not Russell Wilson. It's the team saying, we don't really like your attitude these days. I'm going to ship you off to one of my friends. Pick the top four and we'll go from there.
I'm not going to ask you for a divorce, but if I were, these are the four I'd
That's leave. Not, it's not even close to that. I mean, yeah, if he's going, that's him saying, I know you guys don't want me here, but I also know I hold the cards because I have a no trade clause.
How in the, like, why does Seattle not want him all of a sudden?
Because he allegedly went into... one of the last meetings of the season and complained that the offense wasn't good enough and gave tips on how to fix it, and the team didn't like that.
Wilson did come out a while back and say via Zoom to reporters, like any other player, you never want to get hit. That's the reality of playing this position. Ask any quarterback who wants to play this game, but at the same time, it's part of the job and everything else. I think the reality is I've definitely been hit. I've been sacked almost 400 times, so we've got to get better. I've got to find ways to get better too. I'm frustrated about getting hit too much. I'm frustrated with that part of it, but at the end of the day, you want to win. Wilson said earlier that same day on the Dan Patrick Show, of kind of echoing the same sort of thoughts. I don't know. Like, according to Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, the Seahawks have made it clear that Wilson won't be dealt. And trading Russell Wilson before June 1st would trigger a $39 million hit in dead money charges against Seattle's 2021 salary cap. He's got 3 years left on a four-year deal, $140 million extension he signed in April of 2019. I don't have a problem with him coming out and saying that he's frustrated about getting hit. I got a problem with the quarterback talking about, I want to be in on personnel decisions. It's not your job. If you say, hey, I need some help on the offensive line, like, we are weak at right guard. Like, I can't trust him. I got no problem with that. No problem with that whatsoever. But if you think, like, I want more say in personnel decisions, like, excuse me? You know, there's this idea that, you know, Russell Wilson threw the pick at the end of that Super Bowl game. Why didn't they just hand it off to Marshawn Lynch? Why'd Russ throw the interception? He's a great quarterback. I don't think there's any doubt about that. If he gets some protection, that'd be awesome. If his agent says, hey, Dallas, New Orleans, Vegas, Chicago, you know, those are all offensive-minded head coaches that are there in those positions. If he's frustrated with, you know, if it's beyond the pass protection, the perceived lack of say and personnel decisions relative to other quarterbacks, he wants more of Seattle's offense to go through him, as reported by The Athletic. Like, for the first 10 weeks of the season, Seattle dropped back to pass more than any other team in the NFL at 69.2%. This all seems kind of out of character for a guy we don't really hear too much from in Russell Wilson. Like, this all seems
not like he's,
strange.
It's not like he's being super outspoken. He's saying we need to fix the team.
I want the offense to run more through me. You threw the ball 70% of the damn time.
Well, that
the
was
first 10 weeks of the season.
Yeah, but that was when
Chris
Carson was out a lot. They didn't have any running backs. I think he means, like, I should be making the calls on the field based on.
This is crazy. This is the ego. This is the pride that kills you right here. This is the pride that kills you. I don't want to say I'm calling it early, but this is a disaster.
I'm telling you.
I look at this. Yeah, go ahead.
The number one person who is loving the potential of Russell Wilson getting traded is Matthew Stafford.
Oh, well, anything to weaken that division. Anything. But this is the kind of ego, this is the kind of pride that will kill you. Pride comes before the fall. And it's an organization. It's a team game. You're not going to win with just one person. Everybody's got to do their job. All 53 guys, all with the same goal in mind. And this should be alarming if you're a Seahawks fan, for sure. We'll step aside. When we return, we'll get you our best bets of the weekend. We'll hop back into what happened last night for just a wonderful night in Michigan sports. That's next here on X's and Bros of the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the Sportsbook Ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
It's a BetMGM Friday on the Michigan Sports Network. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Sign up now and use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to win free bets. That's bonus code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up right now. New customer offer paid in free bets. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 for free bets. That's SHEPBET100. Sign up now.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Feeling real Michigan today. Danica Haitlin, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino, company from the Radio Bunker. Great to have you riding along with us. No matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000, or give us a call on the Auto Valley guest line, 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. On Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X is a bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900, if my lights go out, they're flickering a little bit. There's a little suspect. All right, time now. Each week, we go into a whole slate of different games. They can be from all over the place, right? Doesn't matter what sport. Last week, we had tennis, college, basketball. We dabbled in some hockey. We had all kinds of good things going on for our best bet segment last week, and we went all over the place, too. And that's the kind of the fun part, is that no matter what book you're using, you can get in on the action. So, gentlemen, it's that time. Let's do it, shall we?
You ready for this?
Y'all ready for this? Yeah. I should have played that song.
You guys ready for this heat since I, finally brought it last week?
How about Dan 3-2 last week, huh? Dan 3-2. One game over 500. One game better than both Ryan and myself. We were both 2-3.
That's all that matters.
That's right. So let's Spartan get started. Dog.
All right. Now's tonight, your time to shine. It's March.
Tonight we have Sacramento and Detroit. Before we get to that game, though, in the MGM app, it's a boosted play. Boosted. Jeremy Grant, 25-plus points, going from 130 up to 175 in your BetMGM app.
I mean, so that's coming off some rest. 25 for Grant. I'm taking the over. Let's go. Let's go. Is that our bet?
Yeah. Whether or
that's
not
it?
Over.
Okay. I was high on the Jeremy Grant over like 21. 25 is a lot to go over. I will take the under.
Ryan?
Dan's not a believer.
Oh, I love Jeremy Grant.
You get it?
It's a lot of points.
Be a hater. It's fine.
Be a hater. I'm going to go with the over on this one. A little rest, a little R&R coming out. He's going to just dunk on Tyrese Halliburton. Just right in his face. Remember, plus 175 in your BetMGM app.
That's not going to happen.
It will happen.
Halliburton's going for 40. All right, bet number two. God, I hope
bet
so.
Number two. We'll stay in the same game. Sacramento, Detroit. The line right now, Detroit actually getting plus 1.5.
All right, I'll go. We need him to lose. So I'm gonna go Sacramento. I don't want to. I'm telling you, I don't want to.
You,
but we need them to lose.
You want the Pistons to lose?
No, but we need them.
We need them to.
Yeah, it's getting like the way the youngsters played last time out. Like if Saben Lee, Isaiah Beef Stew Stewart, right? If these guys are gonna play like this, we are like the Troy Weaver era is in full effect, and it's awesome. It's great to see. Well, we don't necessarily need that because we want to try to secure that Cade Cunningham. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be nice.
That would be a game changer.
I'm going to take Sacramento. This is just not a good matchup for the Pistons, who are kind of a gritty defensive team. At least it seems like they're going that way. And Sacramento is very much like run and gun, bunch of young guys. So, yeah, I'll take Sacramento.
I'm sorry. Is the city of Detroit riding a hot streak right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we're going to keep it going. Let the good times roll. Detroit plus 1.5. Come on.
I'm not even mad at it. Hey, you know what? It could be all about Big Deke tonight.
Here we go. All right,
Sadiq Bey. Hey, baby.
Or Tyrese.
A little beef stew on a Friday night. Let's keep it rolling. We'll stay in the NBA.
Oh, I love the NBA.
So this one, I have an idea where you're going to go with this. We're going to go with the Indiana Pacers versus the struggling Boston Celtics. Boston, 3.5-point favorites tonight.
At Boston, they need one bad. They need one bad. I'm taking Indiana to cover.
I am also going to take Indiana to cover. Boston,
really,
I don't know.
Threw me off on that one.
I had a little curveball. I was like, yeah, we'll set you up. A little fastball. Poof. Oh, that curve in there.
You're taking Indiana as well, Dan?
I am, yes.
All right. I'm going to take Boston.
Ryan's writing down all the info
Right. I'm keeping track.
Yeah, I got it on the sheet. I'm typing as we go.
Okay.
It's big night for Peyton Pritchard.
Yeah,
there couldn't be a more Bostonian player than Peyton Pritchard.
Bobby Pritchard and Ben DiNucci, just best of friends, buddy cops, Lethal Weapon 5, coming out this summer. Exclusive on a new subscription product.
That's what we need.
Michigan Sports Network Plus.
We need another plus. We got Paramount Plus, Super AMC Follow. Plus, Disney Plus, Super Follows on Twitter. Like, I'm out on. Did you know that women have this thing called Shoe Dazzle where they subscribe to a service that just sends them shoes?
Oh, well, there's subscription service. There's subscription services for everything, Anthony. You can get, like, there's like a subscription service for a.
Have you heard an outdoorsman thing. Have you heard of this thing called Bespoke Post?
It's just turning into Jelly of the Month Club. Like, that's. It's just a fancy name and better
products.
It's
the gift that keeps on giving all year long.
Have you heard of this Bespoke Post, though? They send you, like, outdoor stuff, cutlery, barware. Have you seen it? I almost did it. I was like, I'm not signing up for a subscription. I don't need any subscriptions. Damn it. I ain't doing it, so quit asking. All right.
Moving on. College basketball tonight. Big Ten action.
Love
Purdue
Big Ten.
At Penn State.
Oh, gross.
Penn State, 1.5-point favorites.
Penn State, 1.5-point favorites.
Oh, give me Purdue then.
Yeah. This almost seems too easy. I'm going Purdue.
Are you teasing us with that one?
Tease me.
Do you know something that we don't know about
Tell me
that
you need
game?
Me.
I don't know any. These are just the lines. I'm just here to facilitate this right now. I'm going to go with Purdue as well.
Oh,
probably all lose this game.
Oh, boy.
We're
gotta
going
win.
Chalk.
All right. Last one here.
All right. Last one. This is for my grandmother. She's watching. Hi,
Grammy.
Grandma.
Hi, Grandma.
So, NASCAR this weekend.
Oh.
The Dixie Vodka 400. We need a winner. So, think of your racer. I have the odds right here. I'll tell you the odds of whatever racer you want.
I got to look. It's not really. It's about all about the track. This is at Homestead in Miami, so it's going to be. That's a pretty fast track.
I'm going to go. I think I'm going to go Joey Logano. Joey Logano plus 1,000 to win the Dixie Vodka 400.
What is Dixie Vodka?
You've never heard of Dixie Vodka?
It's on that bottom shelf, probably down below.
You've seen Dixie Vodka. They have like a pin, redhead.
I don't recognize anything Dixie.
Denny Hamlin has won the Dixie Vodka 400 three times. But I'm not going to go with him. I'm going to go with Chase Elliott. If you don't know who Chase Elliott is, he won the Cup last year, son of Awesome Bill from Dawsonville, Bill Elliott, Million Dollar Bill.
Chase Elliott plus 550 to win the Dixie Vodka 400. Joey Logano plus 1,000 to win.
Who's got the best odds?
Denny Hamlin at plus 500.
Give me a Denny's Grand Slam. Who'd you want, Dan?
He took Chase Elliott.
Chase Elliott. He's from Dawsonville, Georgia.
I know, Anthony, asking you for NASCAR is a stretch.
I mean, you guys might as well be talking like, you know, Bangladesh to me right now. I'm like, oh, what? All right,
hey,
who you got, Ryan?
I'm taking Joey Logano. That's a bad nickname for him. Joey Logano plus 1,000.
I'm going with the favorite.
There you go. Hey, not bad odds for a favorite plus 500 to win. So.
Hey, you never know. You start, you know, ripping Bush lights and making
also,
left turns. Anything.
Do you know who's the owner of Denny Hamlin's race team?
Bubba Wallace.
No, the GOAT, Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
he's a teammate of Bubba Wallace.
Well, yeah, they own their own race company. Michael Jordan, Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin own their own, but Denny Hamlin races under Hendrick, I believe, which is pretty. It's pretty cool that you can do that. Own a team. And then race under another team.
Alvin Kamara's getting into the NASCAR game, too. He's looking into owning a team.
Yeah, he's already sponsoring a team, and then he's considering owning. He said he would pay his teammates to watch.
Yeah, those are the BetMGM best bets. Remember, new users, sign up today if you haven't. I mean, I don't know why you haven't yet, but put $1 down on the Canelo fight. Was it tomorrow night, Anthony?
Yeah. Canelo is tomorrow night. You can watch boxing.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. On DAZN.
Dollar down Canelo to win. If he wins, you get $100 in free bets. And that's an easy bet to win, right?
Yeah, Canelo should knock him out pretty easily.
Exactly. So there you go. $100 in free bets should be in your account Sunday if Canelo wins. You go in, deposit. Just deposit a couple bucks. Five, ten. Even deposit a dollar. Just put it down to win the $100 in free bets. Well, New Year's only. Use the code SHEPBET100. And that's in the BetMGM app. Download it today.
Name this film.
Honestly, I'm thinking Happy Gilmore, but...
Negative. Think Left Turns. Think Bush Light.
I mean, there's... Days Talladega of Thunder? Night?
Days of Thunder! That's right, Days of Thunder. Wow.
By the way, there's a new show on Netflix, The Crew, with Kevin James, all about being in a NASCAR pit crew chief.
Chevy tuned up like a NASCAR pit stop. I think that's what somebody said one time. I don't know anything about NASCAR. I couldn't tell you anything about it.
If you're not first, you're last.
That's right. We're going racing. All right. So we got.
Watch it, Anthony. I will tell you.
I'm not going to. So quit
it's
asking.
It's a lot. There's a lot more gamesmanship in it than anybody realizes.
In a world where we are worried about the usage of natural resources, we're going to burn gasoline to make left turns. You got to be kidding me. For hundreds of miles and not exactly the most fuel-efficient vehicles ever.
And like, and what about flying airplanes?
What about the travel?
What about flying airplanes all over the country to go play every single sport all over the world?
Yeah, we're not flying a plane to go drop a car on a track that used a trailer to get the vehicle there and then to do it. So
you're right. They're all using a bus to get to the plane to fly to Miami to get on another bus.
Luckily, they don't have to use any gas while they're participating. I'm not an environmentalist. We should be conscious of it, I would think. But, you know, hey, whatever. Hey, to each their own. Some people love racing. Some people love NASCAR.
Contact NASCAR. Be like, if I win a race, you all go electric cars.
So one time, a couple years ago, on one of our affiliates down in Toledo, I was discussing this topic, and I had said that you could train me to drive a NASCAR, and you can do it because in NASCAR, the car, much like in horse racing, the car is the athlete. So I sent people in a spiral. Right? Turns out, somebody's wife, who it was on a pit crew in North Carolina, ends up calling the show. I have no idea. It all happened live. I don't even know who the lady was. She called and she's like, there's no way you could. And I'm like, well, the car, I don't have to run. I don't have to jump. I don't have to do any of that. The car
the driver loses like 20 pounds a race.
So follow me here on this. You, although you are operating the motor vehicle, the motor vehicle is the one that is in the competition. You have to drive strategically and not run into the wall. I know it's a lot harder than...
You're not driving 40 miles an hour, Anthony. You've never...
Dan rudely interrupted me. No, I've never gone 100. What's the matter with you?
Now imagine going twice that.
And not like I would ever admit that on air anyways. Why would you do that? It's breaking
the
law.
Yeah, his dad's listening.
Yeah, geez, what's the matter with you? Anyways.
You're going to get a ticket in your stocking
next year. I'm going to get a ticket. I'm sitting in my basement. I'm not even moving anymore. You have to do the driving. I understand that. But the car is the athlete. You can't take me, Dan, or Ryan and put us out on an NBA floor and let us be competitive. It would never happen. You can't put us on an NFL football field or an NHL ice rink or an MLB baseball diamond and let us be competitive. That would never happen. All I said is I could finish the race.
No way. I mean, okay. Yeah, if you sat in back all the whole time.
How long's your training?
And here's how. If you can train a man or woman, because Mr. Potato Head can't be Mr.
Well, are women drivers.
If you could, train whatever. I'm a dude, so I'm going to say man, damn it. If you could train a man to go to the moon, you could train one to drive a NASCAR. Because the rocket is the athlete. The car is the athlete. You're not asking me to go out there and perform physically in an environment in which my athletic ability is the sole dependent, like you would in any of the four major. I just have to drive the car. You could train me to do that.
I agree with you on that point, but how long are you training?
Wouldn't matter. 3 years. Doesn't matter.
Well, let's say you got to put a time limit on it of your training to see when you could finish a race.
Father time is not.
If you say a year, I'm saying no.
In a year? No. I would admit that. A year? 5-6 days a week?
Anthony, you don't have any idea how fast 195 miles an hour is.
Fast as hell.
While there's a two cars on either side of you within a quarter inch of your mirror.
What happens when you get bumped?
Are we swapping paint? Is that what we're doing out here?
Yeah.
Rubs racing.
Huh? We're going racing, baby. I got restrictor plates.
What happens when you blow a tire?
I blow a tire going to the wall.
Anthony, you would appreciate it. You would appreciate NASCAR if you sat down and you got to understand the rules and the prep that goes in, and the stages have brought just a completely different
aspect to it. That they're not great at what they do. They're the best fast car drivers in the world. Well, I don't know. Do you want to have, like, is there a debate over IndyCar? Because those guys actually have to make different turns, and I feel like that's a lot more challenging.
Sometimes.
Going from like 100 sometimes. To like down to 30.
There's also, there was a road course race last week at Daytona. They did the same thing last week.
And they got that giant triangle.
Glenn Watkins, all right.
They got that giant triangle in Pennsylvania, right? What's that big triangle thing looking?
The what?
What's the triangle track in Pennsylvania, isn't it?
I have no idea.
Hell. Pocono?
Pocono. Where is that at?
I don't know if it's a triangle. It's like a, yeah, I mean, I guess it is a triangle, but it's
Are there three angles?
Yeah, but
are they
it's
all
not
cute?
Like they're, it's not like it's a direct left turn.
No, you'd hit the wall.
Sharp 45 coming up.
Better hit the brakes, cuz. Indy, they don't even have roofs. You can just be driving a tire fly right at you. You can't move. You're stuck in the thing, and you got to shift gears with your thumbs, like playing video games. There's a reason they call me the COD God, right? There's a reason for this. I can do this. You could train a man to go to the moon. You can train a man to get in a car and drive. And when I mean man, I mean human, right? Because that's where the word stems from. All right, that's all we got for today's show. I'm all excited. Hope you guys enjoyed the program. Dan, Ryan, enjoy you guys. Have a great weekend. To all of you out there listening, thanks for making this a part of your day. You have a great weekend as well. Enjoy all the sports. Pistons tonight, hoops over the weekend, hockey over the weekend. Oh, boo. But whatever. We're here for it. We'll see you Monday morning, same time, same place, right here next to Zimbros on the Michigan Sports Network.